Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Which means you have to fight for your freedom. Yeah, you do. But you have to fight even harder to preserve it. Yeah, you do. Does it suck? Yeah. But if you want to keep it, you got to fight for it. And look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right. You want to be a part of the program tonight? We will take calls in the second hour, as always. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, I'm not very good with the chat room. Once I get going, I'm blasting off into Deep Space Nine. I'm talking and yakking. I mean, I can't be typing in the chat room and talking and yakking at the same time, because I get everything all discombobulated and everything gets confused. So, but I do look into the chat room from time to time. And if I got an opportunity to respond, I will. Either verbally or I will type it. But don't be a jerk. Okay, don't give me any more death threats. All right, I mean, enough of them. All right, I'm recording them. I'm giving them to the proper freaking authorities. They've got it all. So stop with the death threats. Simply because I banished somebody from my show who turned out to be a fraud and was caught on my show being a fraud more than once, and confirmed by actual veterans, Navy veterans, combat Navy veterans. So, I don't need any death threats. I'm not looking to fight. I'm looking to let it go. That's all I did was cut ties, man, and let it go. That's what I do. Cut ties and I let it go. Dwell on the insignificant. I don't dwell on the past. I don't dwell on things. But your death threats are not, well, I mean, whatever. I mean, if that's really where you are, is giving me death threats, well then, good luck. Congratulations, kid. You made it. You're an idiot. Good God Almighty. Well, and anyway, God, there goes my chronic broken left-handed tongue. I need a shot of grog here. Good God, what a night. But if you have a story out there where you have been tyrannized by anybody, and I don't care by who, it doesn't matter to me. I don't give a damn. Judges, lawyers, cops, Walmart greeters, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. You've been tyrannized. You got a story to get out there, right? Yeah, you do. Does it suck? Yeah. But do you got to do it? Yeah, you do. Damn near everything you do in life sucks, but you have to do it. You've been tyrannized. You damn Skippy, you got to get out there and you got to run your mouth off and never shut up. Well, if you want your voice heard, you can get a hold of me. Go on Facebook, type in the captain. It shows up news personality. Send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized, damn it. I need to get my story out. Well, you climb aboard, you get your story out. That simple. Look at your voice, man. It's important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. Good God, people. You know what amazes me? Here's what pisses me off. I know we're not even underway yet, but we're going to get there. But what pisses me off is the people who have nothing to say are the people that talk the most. You get these liberals screaming all this racism and all this isms and, oh my God. Oh, that's a microaggression, that's a disaggression, and that, and I mean, I can't keep up with it. Everything you say in front of a liberal is offensive in some way. I mean, how in the hell do you have a conversation with them? I don't know, but I've already lost my voice. Good God. Well, I lost it earlier today. And now I've really lost it. God almighty. It doesn't take much for me to lose my voice. But I mean, the people on the right who have a legitimate bitch are silent. But the people on the left who have nothing to complain about are the ones bitching about everything. The air. The water, everything. Oh, we shouldn't have to consume water. Oh my God, those poor water droplets. They had to die. We had to consume them. And they had to be shoot out our genitalia as urine. They're just waste. Oh, those poor water droplets. Oh, and that poor air. We got to breathe it and then breathe it out. Oh. When does it stop? Well, it doesn't. That's a freaking problem. All right, look, we got to get our ship underway here. My voice is going and it's gone. And we do have a lot to get through here tonight. Of course, we always do. But there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate. And I do mean desperate. To take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that. And that is to lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, now, real quick. I know, God damn it takes me all friggin' night to get through anything. Well, you know, I don't have it. And I'm going to get that. I'm not going to talk about it because then I'm going to look like an idiot. But I'm going to get that, and I'm going to get everything before I talk about it. But I do want to move on to something else real quick, and I can't leave this alone. Our good friend, Tim Burton, who is, or was for a while, until he got arrested for freedom of speech, even though this is in England. I don't give a damn if it's in England or not. If it's on planet Earth, it can happen here. But this is England. Well, my first mate, Kel Fritzy, they were partners. And they had a great show. It was a great show on Tuesday nights. Kel's still on there on Tuesday nights. She's on everything. She's been on every Blog Talk radio program, you name it. She's on it. 24 hours a day, you can find Kel. I don't know where she finds time to sleep and eat. But God bless her. But good God, we need more people like that. But Tim Burton in England, dared to write an email that voiced his opinion, not the opinion of Muslims or the opinion of a certain government, but his own opinion. And I can't even remember what it was. It was so freaking benign. And I'm thinking, what? And the guy's in jail. Well, I guess evidently, I don't know if they held up his bail or whatever, but they're having it's having difficulty getting him out. And it doesn't matter, but it looks like he's going to have to spend about 3 years in prison for his own opinion on an email. An email. Now, he didn't take out an ad and publicly announce it on the BBC. He didn't buy a big billboard. He gave his opinion, whether it's electronically or whether it's verbally, in the privacy of your own home. And when you're typing it in the privacy of your own home, whether it is verbally being, it's still in the privacy of your own home. Is it not? I would think it would be. But, I mean, that's me. I'm the crazy person. I'm the whack job. But in any event, he's in a lot of trouble in England. And it looks as though he's going to be spending a lot of time in prison. 3 years. For what? Now, how to help? I mean, I don't really know. But Kel Fritzy, if you listen to her show on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m., it's formerly known as the Radio Jihad Network, but they're now the Global Patriot Network. So you type in Global Patriot Network, and make sure you tune in on Monday nights, too. My good friend Vito Esposito from 6 to 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in on him. So Monday and Tuesday, that's you got to make sure that's those are solid days. It's beautiful. On Monday and Tuesday nights, well, you listen to them from 6 to 8 p.m., and then you listen to me from 8 to 10. I mean, it's beautiful. Your whole evening is it's done. Order a pizza, case of beer, you're set. But my good friend Tim, who has been on this show, and I've been on his, look, I don't know what to do. I really don't. I wish I did have something I could do. But we all can do something, and that is simply stop accepting this kind of stuff. It starts with us. We can't expect to go into the voting booth and vote for a particular candidate and have all of our problems go away. That's not going to happen. We have to do the work. We have to stop accepting this. Now, a man writes a benign, and evidently it was poking fun at Muslims, which, I mean, so you can poke fun at Christians and Jews. You can poke fun at the Polacks and the, you know, the blacks and the this and that, but oh my God, do not do that to the Muslims. What? Huh? Shut up. If you're a human goddamn being, you deserve to be made fun of. Simply because you are a human being. Period. Don't give me this. Oh, I'm a Muslim. You can't do that. Or Muhammad and this. And oh, God. Go hump a goat. Shut up. But anyway, our first story tonight. Let's get on with this. But, you know, look, listen in to Kel on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and find out what the hell's going on with Tim. I've had a rough week last week. I hardly did any shows. Matter of fact, I didn't do any but Friday. I haven't had a chance to be around nothing. And I am curious myself, so I am going to be tuning in tomorrow night and finding out what the hell's going on. Because this should not be happening. Shouldn't be happening anywhere. And just because it's happening in Europe doesn't mean that it can't happen here. Because a lot of times what does happen in Europe ends up happening here. And I don't care how Europe wants to live. I don't give a damn how Europe lives. Why should I care? That's how Europe lives. We're Americans. We live American ways. Europe lives European ways. My God, there's nothing wrong with having a certain way of life. You don't like it? Well, then don't live there. But in America, you can live any damn way you want. If you do, well, you're going to get penalized if you live a different lifestyle than, say, well, Muslims. Why are Muslims so important in the world? Why are these people so important? Why are those people so important? Who gives a damn? I like bacon. I don't really give a damn. I don't care. You don't like it? Don't eat it. Look, I've eaten bacon in front of Muslims before. They've never had a heart attack over it. They just never ate it. They didn't care, and I didn't care. I'd tease her, you know, a little bit. You know, oh, you don't want this bacon? Because bacon's good, you know. When people don't eat it, they don't eat it. So you got to chop somebody's head off because they eat bacon. They eat something different than you. Well, I don't like goat, so I'm going to cut your head off now. How about that, you son of a bitch? I mean, that's where this world's come to. Oh, you don't live like me? Well, I got to kill you. Oh, you're not exactly like me? Okay, well, I got to kill you. Well, it's in the book. Come over here, you got to die. Shut up. God, I can't stand human beings. Oh, my God, these freaking creatures. I hate them all. Every freaking one of them. Good God almighty. All right, let's go to our first story here. This is, I mean, Utah. I mean, stupid. Good God. Super. There is a